And then what kind of stoves and furnaces have you had in houses that you've lived in? In this house, for instance.
Now, you mean in the kitchen, for example? Or do you mean for heating the house?
Well, for heating the house, basically.
Yeah, we called it a furnace. We called it the furnace. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna turn on the furnace, turn off the furnace. But it was heated. It was, you know, natural gas mm-hmm. heating. And then it was on a central air system. It was not individual stoves.
The same equipment used for the heating and the air conditioning?
It can be. We did not have central cooling in my home. We had uh-huh. individual air conditioning units, window mm-hmm. units. Mm-hmm. Pardon me, but we, nonetheless, we spoke of, we never said we're going to turn on the heat, we're going to turn on the warm air, anything like that. We always said we're going to turn on the furnace. Mm-hmm. Yes, I remember that very distinctly.
And then how about stove? You mentioned stove. What kind is it?
Well, we had, I can remember, an old black heavy wrought iron gas stove, and mm. my father bought my mother an electric stove probably in about 1954. Mm-hmm. And that's all we would refer to it as.
Do you have a fireplace in this house?
We did. We had a fireplace, which we called the fireplace, in the living room.
Okay, well, since we've mentioned fireplace, let's do these. The smoke goes up through the
chimney.
And would you say it the same thing if it were on a factory rather than on a house?
Smokestack. In a factory.
Okay. How about the open place on the floor in front of the fireplace?
Yeah, the hearth, we would say. Although that's a term I don't recall hearing in my home when growing up. I don't know that we had a name for it, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. but the hearth is.
How about the things in the fireplace that you lay the wood across?
Andirons.
Did you ever hear an old name for that?
Like?
Dog irons?
Nope.
Fire dogs?
Nope.
Nope. Mm-hmm. Okay, then the shelf above the fireplace where you set the clock?
The mantle.
Anything else for that?
That's fine.
All right. How about the big round piece of wood that you would burn in the fireplace that would burn a long time?
Simply a log.
Did you ever hear back log or back stick?
May have heard back log, but back stick, no. Mm-hmm.
And how about little pieces of wood that you use to start a fire?
Tinder, kindling.
Did you ever hear light wood or lightered?
Nope.
Okay. How about the black stuff that forms in the chimney?
Soot.
And then the things that you have to get out, what's left when the fire goes out?
Ashes.
What color are they?
Gray and black and whitish.
Okay. And then for some pieces of furniture, what do you call the things that we're sitting in?
Chair.
What types of chairs are you familiar with?
Captain's chair, armchair.
What's a captain's chair?
A captain's chair is a large wooden chair, sort of like a director's chair, I suppose now. I guess it's the type of chair that one finds on a ship. Mm-hmm. Club chair.
What's that?
Well, it's a sort of a large cushioned, deeply cushioned chair with large armrests.
Okay, if I said overstuffed chair, would that communicate the same thing as club chair?
That's a term I never used. Mm-hmm. Let's see, what are some of the terms? French chair. Again, this is getting a sort of description of period furniture mm-hmm. based on I would say a Louis XV chair or a Louis XIII chair. Old American chair. I would say those because we had these kinds of furniture in my home. Mm-hmm. So.
How about a longer piece of furniture that two or more people can sit on?
Yeah. We in my home said the couch.
What other terms do you know for it?
Yes, sofa, divan. What else? My friends in New York said something which I can't remember. Perhaps I heard it, but those were the terms that I remember hearing in Texas.
What would a love seat be?
That's just for two people. That's limited to a two.